AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A New York grand jury's on standby for tomorrow. It's weighing an indictment of Donald Trump in a hush money case. While in Washington, the former president remains under scrutiny for his potential mishandling of classified documents. Julie Walker has more.
The Manhattan DA's case revolves around how alleged hush money paid to Stormy Daniels was accounted for. In the D.C. case, a judge has ruled federal prosecutors will be able to again question a Trump lawyer before a grand jury over classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago. And in the New York Attorney General's civil case, Trump and his company are accused of a years-long fraud scheme. Trump's lawyer in that case, Alina Haba, said yesterday he's not concerned about any of it.
No, he's not scared.
Trump calls it all political witch hunts. An indictment wouldn't stop his presidential campaign. Julie Walker, New York.
The Fed is raising its key interest rate a quarter point despite recent bank failures, Chair Jerome Powell.
Our banking system is sound and resilient with strong capital and liquidity.
The Fed is tightening credit in an effort to rein in inflation. Powell says the banking turmoil has also had that effect.
As a result, we no longer state that we anticipate that ongoing rate increases will be appropriate to quell inflation. Instead, we now anticipate that some additional policy firming may be appropriate.
Meantime, an Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds only 10% of respondents expressing confidence in the nation's banks, and a majority saying the government is not doing enough to regulate the industry. In our Hannah Fingerhut reports, general pessimism about the economy.
About a quarter say economic conditions are good. Three quarters say economic conditions are bad.
A search is on for a Denver high school student suspected of shooting two school administrators. Police say they found his vehicle abandoned in a mountain community west of Denver. And in Wyoming, a suspect arrested in the fire last year at a building slated to become the state's only full-service abortion clinic. This is AP News. TikTok CEO will testify before Congress tomorrow, urging lawmakers not to pursue an all-out ban. Rita Foley has a preview.
CEO Shoji Chu plans to tell Congress on Thursday that TikTok is committed to user safety, data protection, and security. And he'll say that TikTok is also committed to keeping free from Chinese government influence. U.S. lawmakers have been worrying out loud about possible national security risks with TikTok. Its parent company, ByteDance, is based in Beijing. In prepared remarks released ahead of his appearance before the House Committee on Energy and Commerce, Shoji Chu says ByteDance is not an agent of China or any other country. He says TikTok has never shared U.S. user data with the Chinese government, nor would TikTok honor such a request if one were ever made. I'm Rita Foley.
Dozens of TikTok creators came to Capitol Hill today to lobby in favor of the platform. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.